Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Can we go for the trifecta today? Of course we will. Third podcast today. It's Labor Day, September 7th, 2015. Hope you're having an amazing day. I say Labor Day. I know we have listeners in over 100 countries around the world. Labor Day is a holiday here in the United States, so we have the day off. No labor, but when you do what you do for a living and you love what you do, remember, is an everyday Saturday? True. So, hey, this will be the last one today, number three podcast. Hey, by the way, can you leave a five-star rating for the show? I know you would love to. If you haven't done so already, head on over to iTunes. Leave a five-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Sure, would appreciate it. Helps other people find the show much, much easier. And we are the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes. So, hey, how are we going to wrap up today? What are we going to talk about today? Well, I want to talk about competition. A lot of people are afraid to get started in business, or they keep their eye focused solely on their competitors. Obviously, that's not a good idea, right? If you're looking at your competition, then hello, Bueller, what's going on with your business if you're watching your competition all the time? But I love, and I'm not looking at, I don't even know. I mean, to say I don't have competition would be arrogant, because then it sounds like, oh, the guy just sounds like he doesn't have any competition, or does he think he's just the best ever? No. Let's take podcasting for an example. I got to give a big shout out to John Lee Dumas, an entrepreneur on fire. Never met John, exchanged a couple emails with him, but John came out, he crushes it with podcasting. He does hundreds and thousands of dollars monthly with his podcast, selling his course, Entrepreneur on Fire, Podcaster's Paradise. Entrepreneur on Fire is actually his podcast. He really came into this landscape just a couple of years ago and just said, you know what, I'm going to do a show every single day. I'm going to interview an entrepreneur every single day. I think he batches all of his shows and records them like a month ahead of time on a Monday or whatever, and he does it 7 days a week. I give that guy a ton of credit. He really came in and just challenged me, whether he knows it or not, to do a show more regularly than what I was doing it and do it better, you know? And I look at other speakers that are out there on the circuit that come on that I meet for the very first time, and they speak very well, men and women all over the world. They're just so incredibly talented. And they'll speak on a topic and they'll crush it from the platform, sell $100,000 in an hour, and challenge me to always get better at what I do. And also, it's not just about money. Obviously, we're talking about business right now, but it could be relationship-wise. I see people that are in love with their spouses and they're going to the movies and dinner and they seem to never argue, right? They're always the perfect spouse. Or you see people that are in great shape, much better shape. I look at these people's competition. I go to the gym and I see guys that... like, dude, what do you do? I mean, looks like someone just drew a Popeye caricature and you got cut out of that and now you're next to me embarrassing me. I think I'm lifting the most weight I ever have in my life. And, oh, I got to tell you a story. And you're killing me. All right. That's the way. Yesterday, all right, the podcast before this one, the 10-mile run, the breakthrough one. Okay. Check this out. When I was on my 10-mile run yesterday, I mentioned this in the previous podcast, okay? There's this kid who goes running by me the opposite direction, smiling. I don't know what he was smiling about. I don't even think he had an iPad in, any headphones. He was just running fast, like big strides. He's only like 5'11". Wasn't tall, but just these big gazelle-like strides. And he had no shirt on, complete six-pack. He probably weighed 160 pounds, but he's a young kid. He's probably 20 years old, you know, maybe 22. And he looked like he didn't have a worry in the world. He looked like he could have ran. He was Forrest Gumping it, man. I mean, this guy could have ran to Seattle and back, okay? And I'm like, wow. And I just said to myself, wow. So I just kept on my little dopey, you know, 9-minute pace, dum, 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 you know, running 10 miles. I'm on the 10th mile running back. I got about a half mile to go before I'm just about dead. You'll never believe it. Forrest Gump kid with the permigrin on, running like a gazelle now, coming back the other way. And I'm like, dude, I ripped my earbud out of my ear. I go, you're still running. And I screamed at him, and he just kept smiling. Yeah. And he just kept running. I'm like, that's a freak. I mean, that is an absolute freak of nature. Anyway, he was my competition yesterday because I thought I was running far. This guy lapped me, and he's running 10 times faster than I am. It's the craziest thing. Just when you think you're doing amazing things, there's always somebody out there. It's like, puck, sledgehammer on a nail. I mean, it's just crazy. Competition's great, man, because I always look, I'm human, so I look at somebody like, oh, wow, they're doing what I'm doing and making 10 times. I wonder what they're doing. Speaking of, it looks so easy. But then I learn. And, you know, I don't care what business you're in. You should always be looking at your competition and see what they're doing right. I mean, they basically, instead of looking at your competition and getting jealous or upset or, you know, I should be doing what they're doing, blah, 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 you know, all that crap, say, wow, never thought about doing that. That's amazing. Look at what they're doing. They've left. What does success leave? Success leaves clues. True? So why not just look at what they're doing and keep your brand, keep your unique selling proposition, your USP, where it is, but model individuals who are doing so much better than you're doing. And look, that's a good thing, man. Just because somebody's doing better than you in life doesn't mean you're doing bad. It just means they're doing something differently than what you are. And why don't you study that? Instead of saying, well, you know what, I'm going to go and create something better and leapfrog them. I mean, that's certainly a neat goal to have, but why don't you just say, I'm going to model what they're doing, you know, and I'm going to look at what they're doing right, and I'm going to take that into my business, and I'm going to do what I do better. That's all. Now, not better than them. It's just better. As long as you're better than the individual than you were yesterday, it's all that matters. I mean, benchmarking yourself against other people is neat because we all want to keep score, and I think that's important to understand where you fall, but also to obsess about somebody else's success and then use that as a detriment to yours, meaning that you're just going to say, well, they're not any much better than I am. I don't know what they're doing. Blah, blah, blah. That ain't healthy at all, man. Competition is healthy. Competition is great. It's great for the consumer because they're going to force people to do better at what they do. If there was only one restaurant in your town, what would that be like? Hey, your soup's cold, your salad lettuce is brown and wilted, and the steak's cold. There you go. You'd be like, I'm going to another restaurant. Sorry, but you can't. There isn't any. We're the only one in town. Oh, right. Okay. Look at cell phone carriers. I mean, how many different plans are they coming? Hey, you get 8,000 gigs of data for a dime now. That's our new plan. Don't even pay us for the phone. We'll pay you to use the phone. I mean, it's just so crazy now. You ever try to get through that maze, you know, when you're up and re-upping your cell phone plan? Should I go to this guy, that guy? What are they doing? Data this, data that, minutes and all that. Competition's good, man. Look at what you used to pay for a cell phone. Look what you used to pay for a big screen TV 10 years ago. You know, the more people come in the marketplace and invent new ways to do business and invent new ideas, that forces all of us to get better. And I really enjoy and I'm very grateful for the competition. It forces me to do so much better, whether it's at the gym, whether it's that kid who's still, I think he's running right now. Honestly, I think that kid is still running right now. If I went down to the bike trail, he'd be there. Or whether it's podcasting, whether it's speaking, social media, graphics, all of that stuff, even email marketing, how to write better emails. I subscribe to a lot of the gurus online, and I look at the sales copy they put in their emails. I wish they wouldn't be so salesy, but I look at the copy they put in their emails. I look at how they try to build relationships. I look at how they link inside their emails. I look at sales funnels, lead pages that go to sales pages, and in between there's a lead magnet that you get, an ethical bribe, an ebook, an audio, a video. All of that stuff would not be around if there were no competition. So, hey, competition's great, man. Embrace it in business. Embrace it in your life. Model people and understand that their success is leaving a clue for you. And get after it. Cool? It's been a great day, man. Happy Monday. We all know every day is Saturday, but an amazing Monday to you. I'm going to be back tomorrow, and I'm going to crush it as well tomorrow. With your help, we are going to have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.